Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump is speaking in South Florida along with SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son. He's the chief of the Japanese investment company that's pledging $100 billion in investments in the U.S. during Trump's 4 years in office.
My confidence level to the economy of the United States has tremendously increased with his victory.
He made a $50 billion pledge after Trump's win in 2016. Meanwhile, Trump's picks for cabinet positions continue their meetings on Capitol Hill. That includes the choice for Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. A law enforcement source tells ABC the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have deployed infrared cameras and drone detection technology to ensure the drones being spotted over New York and New Jersey are not harmful. And more political upheaval, Germany heading to an early election after the chancellor lost a confidence vote. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin pediatric health officials say type 2 diabetes has risen dramatically in kids and teens over the last couple decades. According to UW Health Kids officials, the main cause of the rise has been genetics, making it difficult for kids and teens to cut down on their weight regardless of how healthy they eat or how much exercise they get. Scientific studies have linked cases of parents with diabetes or general obesity during pregnancy to a higher risk of type 2 diabetes in their kids. Health officials say the right medication can make the biggest difference. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted towards parts of the state with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a more consistent source of food access. A Washburn County organization and a University of Wisconsin organization are joining forces to teach residents how to respond to a mental health crisis. Healthy WashCo and the UW-Madison Division of Extension Health and Well-Being Institute will be offering mental health first aid training to residents starting in 2025 in the hopes that average people will be more equipped to respond to a mental health incident in a positive way. Washburn County will provide instructors for adults and kids and plan to offer at least one training session per month. One of the two people accused of stealing an SUV in Barron County during a test drive has been sentenced to probation. According to court documents, 24-year-old Ariana Line of Cameron and 34-year-old Nicola Lowe of Webster were charged with felony theft after taking the vehicle for a test drive and never returning to the dealership. Line entered a guilty plea to the charges in October and was ordered to maintain complete sobriety as part of the plea. Line and Lowe were also ordered to jointly pay nearly $2,000 in restitution. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, that's when we're at our best, is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Damp and dreary today, with overcast skies, patchy fog, light drizzle, flipping to snow this evening, and temperatures flirting with the freezing mark. And with breezy winds, it's making us feel about 10 degrees cooler. We fall below freezing tonight, and more chances of snow push in tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream, they have their own party going on over there on Facebook, YouTube. It is fun. And the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Coming up at 11:30, they are fighting back against phone scammers in England with a unique tool. And we're going to talk about that. Of course, we will wrap up the show as we always do now with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the What's in a Name edition. So stay tuned for that. Right now, as promised, grab your cell phone, pull up the Civic Media app, whatever station you're listening to across the state, go to the text button and text the word lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. Text the word lights. This hour, we are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Everyone who enters is going to be in the grand prize drawing for one of 8 grand prizes for our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. Everything from espresso machines to robot vacuums to a snowblower to luggage. This hour's word is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. And you are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort, so good luck.
I believe I ordered some pomp and circumstance with my word, Calvin. Didn't get the chance. Calvin, give me some pomp and circumstance.
The word this hour is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. Are you happy now?
I just love, I love the
pew pew. Text the word lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. You have until noon. And don't forget, if you haven't yet used your extra entry.
Yeah.
When you text the word lights on the Civic Media app, you will get a response back from us, provided you haven't blocked the messages.
Yes.
And if you click on that link, that will give you a couple of different options, like signing up for our newsletter, and you'll get a bonus entry.
Yeah.
Just one.
Just one bonus entry, but that gives you one more.
One more chance.
I mean, you get 4 chances a day, 4 times. You get 20 chances a week. 21.
Look at you.
Doesn't 21 sound so much better than 20?
Mathing live.
Oh, my gosh. Right?
So impressive.
My mathematical abilities are good. They're so good.
Text the word lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, and good luck your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour. With the still out on the West Coast, Todd Alba. He was at the game last night.
Fancy pants.
I know. Next chance with Todd in the 1 o'clock hour. And then with Dom Salvia between 4 and 5 p.m. So keep it right here on the Civic Media Network. As promised, I would love to know how you feel about this. Headline reads, this is from WPR. Hesselbein to revive medical marijuana bill as Senate Democrats sway new power. This article from Anya Van Wagtendonk, with 18 Republicans and 15 Democrats I think they're going to need our votes to get anything done. Dianne Hesselbein is the Senate Democratic leader.
Mm-hmm.
She says she will introduce a bill to legalize medical marijuana the next legislative session and thinks it could stand a chance. After the Democrats picked up four seats in the chamber and ended the Republican supermajority. So with 18 Republicans and 15 Dems, they're going to need our votes to get anything done. Although that doesn't always seem to be their priority.
No.
Accomplishing things.
No. Does anybody want an impression of how they run meetings in Wisconsin? We're in session. We're done.
Gavel in, gavel out.
Have a good day. And that's on top of a 10-month vacation.
Yeah. Hesselbein, a Democrat from Middleton, said she's already spoken with some GOP leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue and Senate President Mary Spelskowski, both Republicans. Devin Lemahue has been pretty consistent with being against this, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he has. What's funny is that the most open-minded person that's been in the GOP that has been vocal about it has been Robin Voss. But open on his terms.
It was the whole state run.
Yeah, this year he put forth a bill that would legalize medical marijuana, and the legalization terms was probably the strictest in the country. You had it was basically like you had to be suffering from
one of five things.
You had to have an actual your doctor's note, and then there would be I think five state-run dispensaries. Because, you know, the party of less spending and less government, let's create a whole new agency, build new buildings, and make it that happen that way. But it died very quickly, and it didn't even go to the Senate.
No.
Devin Lemahue doesn't like to bring up bills in the Senate. He's not a fan.
Stop trying to make him get things done.
I know.
Please. He's had a pretty good run all this time with not accomplishing anything. Why start now?
Why sully that record?
Ruin your record.
Yeah.
The most recent Democratic-authored marijuana legislation bill called for full recreational and medicinal usage in Wisconsin. No Republicans signed on to that. And Dianne Hesselbein says she still thinks that recreational legalization is a non-starter.
I don't disagree with that. I think when you were in a state like Wisconsin that is, we are surrounded by legal marijuana. I think with the exception of Iowa, it's both legal and recreational. Recreational is going to be hard to do. So just let's one step at a time. And by the way, folks, I know if you're watching the live stream, this is hard to believe. I don't smoke weed. I just think it doesn't make sense to have this be illegal and see our tax dollars, our spending revenue and tax dollars going to other states. It has been shown time in and time again that marijuana legalization provides hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue. The problem, Jane, is that we have a GOP running Madison who thinks, that's great, we'll take in all that money, and then we'll just look at it.
And count it.
We'll count it. And then we'll give it back to the people in such little increments that we can say, hey, we give the money back to you.
We gave you a tax cut.
I hope you enjoyed that $44.
Unless you're on the upper end, of course, when you tend to get a much larger bump from those tax cuts. Calvin?
Well, I think it's the lawmakers in Wisconsin need to grow up and realize, they feel like the elementary schoolers who just watch D.A.R.E. and are like, well, we are never going to do drugs. That is so bad. It will mess you up forever.
I am scared straight.
Marijuana is probably one of the more nuanced substances there are. I think there is definitely room for regulation and laws restricting its use, but the fact that it can generate so much revenue for the state and the fact that we encourage alcohol and tobacco consumption, it doesn't make sense that it's not legalized.
Well, and Alicia on the live stream says we'll have to ask Robin Voss if he's still bought and paid for by the Tavern League.
Well, okay. I know I had to eat some pretty big crow on that one. Dan Schaefer did a deep dive on this topic earlier this year, and it has always been the belief that the Tavern League is the reason why legalization isn't happening.
Right.
Dan Schaefer called the Tavern League, and the lady he spoke to get an answer said We don't sponsor any sort of blockage. We don't sponsor. We're not. We have no fight in this whatsoever. People say it all the time. We are not lobby because as a group that has a lobbying arm, they have to lobby. They have to register as lobbyists and what they are doing there, what their business
what they're lobbying
is,
for.
And they are not lobbying on against marijuana legalization.
Interesting.
At least out in the open on public records. Behind closed doors, I don't know, but I do not. And that's not me trying to spread a rumor, but I trust Dan Schaefer, and Dan Schaefer did the digging. And I'd been saying for years, it's the Tavern League. Well, it's not.
Well, and I think I don't know that I buy the argument that if we legalize recreational marijuana, people aren't going to go to bars anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I don't see that as a guarantee.
No, I know people who get high and drink. I know people who get high. I know people who drink. I know people who go to bars and don't drink. Like, people are complex.
Well, and they're going for the socialization if you want to go out to a bar.
So, yeah, this notion that, like, it's going to somehow...
Kill the Tavern League?
No, it's not. It's not going to. Wisconsin is... We have a huge drinking problem here. It's not... Legalization of marijuana is not going to help that.
No, it's not. Matt from Middleton texting in, CBD and the gummies help with pain relief and help folks not turn to dangerously addictive and powerful pharmaceuticals. I would agree with that. And I know, again, in my previous job, when I had the opportunity to talk to some veterans who suffer from many different things, from PTSD to, and they don't want to take pills.
No.
When they can say what you will about marijuana, it is a naturally occurring substance.
Yep. Yeah, Calvin?
Well, this is, I guess, a broader political point, less so about Wisconsin, but I think maybe the Republicans, especially on the national level, get to push things that might not even happen or that really fires up their base. I don't understand why national candidates from the Democratic Party haven't taken up for marijuana legalization, and maybe Kamala Harris, with her history as a DA, wasn't the right person to deliver that message. But I think a Democrat running on marijuana legalization could get some momentum behind them.
Cory Booker did try to introduce legislation into the Senate a few years ago. Didn't go anywhere. Every time a comic comes to the Laughing Tap, they'll stand on stage and say, marijuana is legal in Wisconsin, right? And you hear just a sea of no. And they're shocked because they think, not that they were like
behind
drunks and potheads, that we're behind, that we're not as progressive.
John from Oshkosh texting in, I'm generally progressive, but I don't buy the legalization of this. The cost to social programs will offset any tax revenue. Look at alcohol. Marijuana is addictive and leads to issues with all areas of someone's life. I worked in corrections, had people who couldn't quit pot, lost jobs, lost families, lost freedoms because they couldn't quit even though they wanted to. I still work on human services, and I see the negative effect it has on people's lives. I'm not disputing your lived experience, John. I don't doubt that that's the case for some, but I still think that if we're going to compare the destruction of alcohol versus the destruction of marijuana, I still think booze is worse.
And I personally do not think people get addicted to marijuana. I think they get addicted to getting high. There's a difference. And we can keep this going. I just don't agree with that.
You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. We will be right back. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Cal Viente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call, text, leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, there is a new effort in England to stop phone scammers, and it's pretty unique.
It's amazing.
It is pretty cool. So we're going to kick that around a little bit. We will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the What's in a Name edition. And if you ever see a story that you think that shouldn't be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. You can also use that email if you ever have a topic you think we should discuss, maybe a guest you think we should have on. Something going on in your community that you would like us to highlight, please email us at janesays@civicmedia.us. And don't forget, it is underway this hour, our statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list Text to Win contest. The word this hour is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. The word you want to text via the Civic Media app is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. It's your chance to pick up an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and then be in the drawing for one of 8 grand prizes. Contest is going to wrap up at the end of this week.
Get that extra vote, people.
Get that extra vote. We could use it. We could absolutely use it. Text the word lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, via the Civic Media app. Before we went to the break, we were talking about a potential of bringing up medical marijuana bill now that Democrats have picked up a few seats in the assembly, and just going through a couple of texts that have been coming in that I wanted to share before we move on from this. We have Steve from Milwaukee says alcohol is definitely more destructive for many people over marijuana. John from Oshkosh, which I think is an interesting point. Booze may be worse now because it's legal and everywhere and has been that way for decades. Prolonged marijuana use makes organic changes to the brain and neuropathways. Matt from Germantown checking in. Marijuana isn't physically addictive as are other drugs like booze, in that you don't go into withdrawals in the same way, but almost anything is addictive, and addiction to marijuana in that aspect is a real thing.
I don't know. It's just for me, I have friends who've been smoking weed since middle school. They are productive people. They have children.
They're productive members of society.
They are not missing. They didn't, you know, did they miss class? Maybe, but they're not dangerous. They're not ne'er-do-wells. They're not thieves. Where their brains are now versus 25, 30 years ago, they don't seem rotted out. The fact that if somebody has an individual reaction to marijuana, that's for them to deal with. Those cases cannot be held to keep progress back. The progress being hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue, small businesses being created, jobs, not to mention the fact that if you have a good market, people will come to you. I know a lot of people complain about Illinois portions, taxes, availability, the secret corporate underhanded way they do it down there versus Michigan. But it's not a viable. Some people you work with, maybe like just being too much of a weed head is not a viable reason to keep progress behind. And as they've said before, alcohol is available without a problem. And it's been around for hundreds of years.
But causes lots of problems.
Yes, absolutely.
Len from Madison texting in, there's a considerable difference between a psychological dependence and a physiological addiction.
Yeah.
And another texter listening on in Green Bay on WGBW, hemp products are legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Delta 8 and 9 low levels and 10 are legal. It's sold in many locations in the state, which is interesting to me.
Which I wanted, yeah, we didn't get to. And
why that's allowed.
Because they're hemp-based and I believe they're synthesized. But also, you can get high in this state. You can go to a corner gas station and buy some Delta 8, Delta 9, Delta 10. So why not just have the other part of the plant?
Well, and again, do we have to do everything for money? No, but again, when we talk about the millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars that are going to other states.
Yes.
Where they have legalized marijuana, it will be interesting to see. It will be interesting to see if this even gets any discussion.
Well, the way things are going in that legislature, I don't know if they will. But I applaud State Senator Dianne Hesselbein fighting the good fight to do it. And I would love to see it happen. I think it would have tremendous amounts of positive impacts on the state.
Even Iowa has medical marijuana.
Iowa has medical marijuana.
All states.
People.
I'm looking at the text come in on the text line. The word this hour is lights, plural. LIGHTS. Someone listening here on WAUK just texted in light. It's got to be lights, LIGHTS, in order to be a valid entry. So don't forget that spelling is important. Spelling is a thing.
And also, this is your friendly reminder, if you are listening to the repeat of this episode somewhere in the 3 a.m. hour, the Text to Win grown-up gift statewide contest is not applicable right now, as this is a pre-recorded tape show you were listening to, which is not live.
We wish we could include you.
Yes!
We do wish we could include you, but if you're catching the rerun in the middle of the night, which is when our show reruns,
yeah,
you can't enter, unfortunately. I would love to get your vote.
Go for it!
We're still in second place.
Set an alarm at 11 a.m. So at 11:06, you can get the word.
Text it in.
Go back to sleep.
Bingo, bongo, bongo.
Bob's your uncle.
All right.
I have strong opinions on this one.
We are going to have a cookie contest.
Speaking of the munchies,
next Tuesday we will exchange cookies.
Again.
This is our second annual.
The
second annual cookie exchange. It all goes on Calvin's grandmother, and Calvin's mother has to make the cookies. Do you have your recipe picked out?
Not even close.
All right. I have mine picked out.
Great.
We'll talk about this a little bit
more
tomorrow.
Mine might look like an O&H Kringle. I'm just putting it out
there. No, that does not count. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new initiative to increase access to housing for residents struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues. The initiative will provide housing support services to state Medicaid members experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness through local partners, including organizations affiliated with a tribal nation or the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Continuum of Care program. Those services will be offered beginning on February 1st. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. City of Superior residents will see a slight bump in their utility bill in 2025 following rate increase approvals on Thursday. According to Mayor Jim Payne, the rate increases are slightly lower than the original proposal by Superior Water, Light, and Power, but he still believes they're too high and disproportionate to other areas. The original proposal called for a jump of nearly 6%, but the eventual approved increase is only about 4.5%. The average resident can be expected to pay about $22 more per month for the three utilities. A Chicago man arrested in Ashland County and accused of possessing over 100 grams of fentanyl earlier this year is heading to trial. 56-year-old Charles Mathis was charged with two counts of possession with intent to deliver dangerous drugs in May. Ashland County Sheriff's Office officials allegedly found him walking down Highway 2 and approached him, allegedly finding a gym sock containing a vacuum-sealed bag with a white powder that later tested positive for fentanyl. A jury trial in the case is scheduled to begin in April. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with overcast skies, patchy fog, light drizzle, flipping to snow this evening, and temperatures flirting with the freezing mark. And with breezy winds, it's making us feel about 10 degrees cooler. We fall below freezing tonight and more chances of snow push in tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue our live coverage from the Seattle area, focusing on the Naval Air Station in Bremerton. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have breaking news as we come back on the air. Madison police are investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Multiple injuries have been reported. This remains an active, ongoing investigation. They will release more information as it becomes available, but they are asking the public to stay away from the area. Roads will be blocked off along 4900 Buckeye Road in Madison. Drivers and community members asked to find alternate routes. Again, there is an investigation of Madison police of a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison with multiple injuries reported. This is still an active and ongoing investigation. Avoid the area, please. It's very important so that they can do their work. And as soon as we get any updates on this, we will absolutely let you know. This is never news that we want to share.
Exactly, yeah.
Just a reminder that we are underway with our statewide text to win contest. The word this hour is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. The word this hour is lights. You want to text that in via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Your next chance to enter, your next keyword coming up in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia. Pat Kreitlow kicks it off in the morning in the 7 o'clock hour.
Correct.
Up North News Radio. And then, of course, right after Pat is Earl Ingram Jr. and his show across the Civic Media Radio Network. So keep it right here. Something new out of England that I saw this morning and I just kind of loved.
Yeah.
A phone company in England has developed an AI granny to beat scammers at their own game.
Jane, whatever does this sound like?
It just so happens, Greg Bach, that we have sound of Grandmother Daisy.
Oh, that her name?
Her name is Daisy.
Ooh.
And she is there to engage with phone scammers. Calvin, let's play that little clip that we have from Grandma AI-generated Daisy.
Meet my friend, Daisy.
Hello, scammers. I'm your worst nightmare. I'm an AI created by O2 to waste phone scammers' time. So, W's then a dot.
3 times W and then dot.
I think your profession is bothering people, right?
I'm just trying to have a little chat.
It's nearly been an hour! For the love of...
Gosh, how time flies. It's showing me a picture of my cat, Fluffy.
It's showing you a picture of your cat, Fluffy.
Stop calling me dear, you stupid...
Got it, dear. Because while they're busy talking to me, they can't be scamming you. And let's face it, dear, I've got all the time in the world.
I love this so
much. Me too.
I love this so much.
It makes me so happy.
Daisy apparently breezily yammers on and on and on and on about her kitten Fluffy and then her inability to follow scammers' instructions. So I don't know if they're trying to get her to download something, but she just continues to confound. You know, she plays along.
Yeah.
Like she is trying to take part in this and she's trying to follow their instructions, but then just isn't able to do so and then keeps them on the phone for more than an hour.
I've seen other people do similar things where they will play dumb. Like, well, I guess what I need to just do. And these scammers will lose their minds. And like, they're screaming at these people. Because as far as I know, like they want you to buy gift cards
and then
send them the money on the gift cards.
On the gift cards.
So that way,
right,
it's like free and clear. There's no trace.
Exactly.
You can't go to a bank.
You can't stop the payment on it.
Exactly. And these guys that I say, but this is taking that idea and really introducing that British charm of not only am I going to keep you on the phone for an hour, I'm going to remain calm.
Pleasant. Polite.
And I want to talk to you. We're just having a nice chat, dear.
Did you see my cat, Fluffy?
Yeah.
Do you know Fluffy does the silliest things?
And if I'm not mistaken, they said something to the effect that she's already talked to like 1,000 scammers. And
that's like just a dream job.
Oh, my God.
That's a dream job.
I think I could do it. I think if you gave me the tools on how to talk to scammers like Daisy, happily do it. I do it. I do an eight hour shift. I would just sit there and be like, so what are your thoughts on the new Harry Potter TV show that's coming out soon?
How do you feel about plaid?
Do you like, some call it plaid, some people call it tartan. I guess it's just how dedicated you are to the pattern itself, dear. You know, I would, oh, nothing better than killing people with kindness sometimes.
And frustration.
Oh, absolutely.
The company is O2 in England. They are behind the scam baiting grandma called Daisy. She can keep them on the line for more than 40 minutes at a time. Daisy was trained with the help of YouTuber and software engineer Jim Browning, who has apparently made an online career exposing scammers to his 4.4 million subscribers.
He's probably one of the guys I follow.
Could be.
Yeah.
In order to bait scammers into wasting their time, this company uses the practice of number seeding. So they put AI Granny Daisy's phone number on lists that are used by scammers to find victims.
Yeah.
How they have access to that, I find interesting.
The phone numbers?
They have access to these lists that are used by scammers. Is that just anybody can find
those?
Well,
they put their, yeah, those numbers are available via purchase. So if you have access to the lists themselves, whether you're purchasing them or if you're a government entity who either owns them or says we want them for whatever reason, you can find those. I mean, those are on.
They're easily available.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, the amount of times I have unsubscribed to a politician's email address for someone who I've given $20 to, and then all of a sudden some guy in Pennsylvania is like, I'm running for comptroller. I'm like, how did you get a hold of me? Because campaign sold my information off.
The whole point of Grandma Daisy is to keep scammers away from real people and to raise awareness about the dangers of risky phone hoaxes. O2 company director of fraud says they're committed to playing their part in stopping scammers, investing in everything from firewall technology to block out scam texts to AI-powered spam call detection to keep customers safe. Crucially, Daisy is also a reminder that no matter how persuasive someone on the other end of the phone might be, they aren't always who you think they are.
No, and frankly, if someone calls you, like, I feel very lucky, like, I have an Android system and a Google phone. The scam technology on here is really great. If someone calls me and it, like, pops down, it usually will say suspected spam caller. I can block it out. Also, I have the ability to just I can screen your call. It will say, hi, this person wants to know who you are. Then you have to leave me a little message. Then I get to choose whether or not. But most of these calls coming through are already being thrown right in the bin.
Right.
But I'm getting more of them in text form now.
I am too.
So the big thing is like, all right, hi, my name is Greg. I'm calling Jane. Jane should say, all right, send me all your information in an email with X, Y, and Z, a website, a legit email. And you can always see those things too. Like, I can generate an email address that says Greg from Apple with your free Apple gift card. But if you look at the email address, it'll be like 4825 at blah, 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 blah. It doesn't look like an Apple address. So it takes a little bit of looking, but you need them to prove who they are to you.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Terry from Cross Plains texting in. Years ago, I used to tell telemarketers to call me back on another line because I couldn't hear them. I gave them the non-emergency phone number to the police department. My mom used to give the number of the cemetery. That's good, Terry.
I like this,
although the poor cemetery workers, but it's quiet there.
Don't get a lot of calls there.
It's quiet.
You can really read a book. That's the other thing too, is like, if someone's texting you, you can ask them to say the third, like, say the word watermelon. Oh, I don't know why I would do that, but I just want to know what you're up to today. You having fun? Say watermelon. And then they're not programmed to say certain words because they have their scam language.
Gotcha.
And it's always things like I'm getting a lot, hey, Greg, are we on for golf today? I'm like, you don't know.
You don't me. Yeah. The other thing I think is important to remind folks, and especially if you're on Facebook and some of those platforms and those quizzes that show up. Where in the country should you live?
Yeah.
Where, you know, what was your childhood pet's name?
Mm-hmm.
What was your mother's maiden name?
What Harry
what was
Potter
the name
character
of the street? What was the name of the street where you grew up?
Yep.
Those are all fishing expeditions
yeah.
to try and narrow down your passwords.
Oh, wow.
Think about that.
Luckily, my
and they look like these little innocuous fun.
Yeah.
You know, give us this information and I'll tell you, you know, what your favorite food is and where you should live.
That's really weird. Last week I took a quiz on Facebook that said your top five favorite passwords. No.
There would be people who would fill that out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, though, is that we all want to say who's the sucker who would do that. I unfortunately am one of those suckers. I got sucked into one. But there are people out there who will just hear their grandkids' voice on the phone that's AI generated saying, right. Grandma, I need $1,000. I'm trapped in France. Send it to me. Oh, of course. There's no second thought.
You have to double check this stuff.
And, you know, one of the things we've talked about, we've spoken to Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin. They do a lot of work in scam calling, scam emails, scam texting. They have a thing called the scam tracker as well. Very invested in making sure you stay safe when it comes to your communication. So you can go to the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin and you can find out that information, and you can also report things as well.
Which is that's the next step.
Agreed. Right? Yes.
Taking it to the next step so they can put them on their scam tracker list.
Something I was doing for a very short amount of time, I would get these texts from people saying, "Hey, so I heard you're single." I would play with them a little bit. Don't. The moment you get a text from a stranger and there's no context that makes sense,
block them
and report them. Period. Block them and report them. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about, like, if they know you and they love you, you have their phone number already. But if it's an unrecognized phone
number,
why
should you not engage? Just because it proves that you are an actual human.
It proves you're a human, and they're going to get you in a conversation. They're not going to be like, "Hey, send me all your money." They'll be like, "Hey, would you like to invest in crypto?" They get you in a conversation. Because it could be I don't think it's a real person, but it's what's called comment farms, where AI generates the discussion points. And it's not trying to get you to send them your credit card or anything like that. They're trying to get you into a
conversation.
Yeah.
So they can soften you up.
Yeah. Don't engage at all. If you get somebody that just says, "Hi," block, report. Done.
That kind of reminds me of that new friend I made on Blue Sky, who is the grandma with four grandchildren, and she told me how nice my hair was.
So what a weird lead. Hey, nice hair.
And you know what's interesting about that is that 2 days later, the account had been deleted.
Yep. Yeah. Because what happens, a lot of people report those, especially with Blue Sky. Blue Sky is great with reporting, and they knock out accounts all the time.
Left and right.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. I did want to remind folks, and I'm sorry, I regret having to tell you this, but this is what's happening. Madison police are investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in 4901 East Buckeye Road in Madison. Multiple injuries reported. The scene is active. You are being asked to avoid the area, please. They are still, again, this is an active situation at this school in Madison. It is at the Abundant Life Christian School. This broke just about 20 minutes ago. As soon as we get any updates, we will pass them along to you. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanella says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mach, and Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Breaking news about right after the 11:30 news. Out of Madison, Madison police are investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. It's at 4901 East Buckeye Road. Multiple injuries reported. The scene is considered active. You are asked to avoid the area. Those are all the details that we have right now. CNN has now picked it up. I believe the Associated Press has picked it up as well. Tragic news this morning. Madison police investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, 4901 East Buckeye Road, with multiple injuries reported. They're asking folks to stay away from that area. The last thing they need in a situation like this is people gawking.
Yes.
It just makes their jobs that much more difficult. And I'm sure we will have an update for you at the noon news and all throughout the day as more details become available for you. I know our news department is jumping on this as well. Just a reminder, you have a couple minutes left until noon to text the word LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S. Text the word LIGHTS via the Civic Media app. It is our statewide text to win adult gift list contest. We are playing this hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, and then in the 4 p.m. hour with Dom Salvia. Right now, though, the word is LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S. You got to get the spelling right. It won't count otherwise.
L-I-G-H-T-S.
There you go.
LIGHTS, plural.
LIGHTS, plural. All right, just about 11:54. Kelvin, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever see something you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from today.com. Headline reads, these Ivy League baby names may grow on you, says baby name consultant. Parents want a name that gives off an air of polish, says baby name consultant Colleen Slagan. First of all,
whoa, There's a windup, folks.
There are baby name consultants.
Of course there are.
I thought that was your sister and your cousin and your mother and your girlfriends. This is someone's job?
Yeah, and I'm sure they make a lot of money doing it, too.
Okay. Sometimes they call it the CEO test or the Supreme Court test, but baby name consultant Colleen Slagan says many expecting parents are looking for Ivy League names. They want a name that gives off an air of polish, that ages well and will work in any environment. Colleen is a mom of three herself. She says, obviously, I don't think that just because you named your kid Onyx, they can't be a CEO. Times have changed. Culture has changed. But I think that's where the parents are coming from. At their core, they want success for their children. And they're hoping to manifest that name that evokes sophistication. Some of the Ivy League boy names, according to Mrs. Slagan, Callaway and Frazier. You name your kid Callaway, he's going to get beat up really early on in his life. Callaway.
No, yeah.
Not Calvin. Callaway.
I wasn't thinking Calvin at any point during this conversation, but you...
Whitaker.
Ugh.
Brooks. Bartholomew. Richmond Beaumont Hawthorne III. Well, you put a number behind anything, and that's going to give you that ew. Stetson. Sure. Gwyneth Paltrow named her daughter after a piece of fruit. You can name your son after a hat.
That goes along with this whole, like, Yellowstone, Bass Reeves, Landman TV show culture we have now where guys think they're cowboys because they watch a TV show about it.
About cowboys.
So I'm going to name my son Stetson. You live in Brookfield.
Ivy League girl names, Palmer. Vivian. I like Vivian. I think that's nice.
Vivian's like, that's a beautiful
name. That's a pretty name.
No, that shouldn't.
Sinclair.
That is not a girl's name?
I worked for a company called, no, not Sinclair. Kensington.
I hate that.
Wellesley, which is the name of a college.
Wellesley. Yeah. Well, that's your automatic in. Like, my kids are going to be named Harvard, Exeter, Brown.
Wellesley and Yale.
And MATC.
McKinley.
Oh, God.
And Georgina. Colleen Slagan. Baby name consultant also says if you want to find a quick way to create an Ivy League name for your baby, try using a surname or your last name as a first name. So feel free to name your child Matt Nair Schmidt, and we'll see how that works out for you.
Matt Nair on air Schmidt. The fourth.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, Representative Mark Pocan will be joining us. Our colleague and friend Terry Barr, the genie of just about everything at Civic Media, she will be here. We're going to talk about HAWS, Humane Animal Welfare Society in Waukesha. They have a big adoption event going on, so I hope you will join us for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Stay here. News is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser fills us in on last weekend's convention of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. And welcome back, Chi-Chi's.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK, Amory Community Center's Christmas Day Dinner is coming on Christmas Day. The community center located on Harriman Avenue South And the dinner will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Suggested donation of $10 for adults and $5 for children. Christmas Day, 11 to 2 at the Amory Community Center. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A major investment in the U.S. from a Japanese investment bank. The announcement from President-elect Trump at Mar-a-Lago today.
SoftBank will be investing $100 billion in America, creating 100,000 American jobs at a minimum.
SoftBank CEO joining Trump for the announcement. Unclear where SoftBank will raise the capital. More drone activity, this time over Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. We've now learned it was closed temporarily on Friday night because of drone incursions. Meanwhile, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security are using infrared cameras and drone detection technology to make sure that the drones spotted flying over New Jersey and New York are not harmful. In his first official statement since fleeing Syria, former President Bashar al-Assad says he had planned to keep on fighting, but that the Russians requested he leave Syria as rebels took over the capital. Assad is now in Russia. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.